The lab officially opened in July and is capable of processing blood and urine for drug content. Native American Development Corporation CEO Leonard Smith says this facility answers the need for more testing capacity, and it's also unique in the region as a Native-led laboratory.
We felt that it would bring the kind of return that we need to become sustainable and continue to offer good services to our community.
Following the ribbon cutting, clinical laboratory scientist Stephanie Uffelman shows Smith and other NEDC leadership the one-room laboratory located inside a St. John's United building for seniors. Uffelman stops in front of a boxy white machine labeled Joey and opens a drawer to reveal a tray of empty tubes.
So each patient sample will sit in a vial.
Uffelman named both of the lab's analyzers after characters from the TV show Friends. She gestures over to the second machine, named after Joey's fake identical twin.
And this guy, in the beginning, was actually giving me a lot of problems. So he was my problem child, my Carl.
She says the machines can turn results within a period of 24 to 72 hours.
These are what's going to produce the most revenue for us.
Native American Development Corporation CEO Leonard Smith says the capabilities of the lab will grow. He says the lab will be available to the NADC's Urban Indian Health and Wellness Center in addition to the community at large, with plans to expand its services from substance use testing to other metrics.
You know, we hope to be able to market to the tribes as well as just private sector entities, you know. I just take great pride in seeing it at this point.
For National Native News, I'm Kayla DeRoche in Billings, Montana.